99. Are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Guthrie, 909. In service and on the air. This is Sergeant Bruce Guthrie of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recordings which we provide for this program. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here's our chief, James D. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
Unit 99 is a regulation radio patrol unit of the Sacramento Police Department, cruising the streets with a tape recorder. Sergeant Guthrie is on duty and works for your protection, as every police officer does. He can and does make arrests. His orders are to respond to the radio call. You go with him, and what you hear is real. Police, criminals, victims, and witnesses are all real. And whether an arrest is made or the subject released, what happens is real. Make no mistake about that. Now to Unit 99 and Sergeant Bruce Guthrie on duty.
Unit 6. Unit 6, 940A at 26 and D, Donald. Check 6, KMA 907.
940A is Meet the Citizen. Usually it's a complaint of some kind. We'll check it out.
Well, I was babysitting. There was one watch. The second house from here, and he just brought me home. There was no lights on. The only light in my house. And I came in and two guys are sleeping there. I guess it's two sleeping on my swing. I heard them cussing and what have you. You know these people, though? Well, he done a little garden work until they come and do an hour's garden work. That's all I mean. Well, we'll go down and check it out and see whether there's a thank you for calling. Yeah. Well, thanks. You don't have no business coming in my yard. That's right, they don't. Hey, fella. Yeah. Wake up. Yeah. Get up. Sit up. Huh? Sit up.
Police officers, fella, sit up. Come on, get up on your feet. Speaking English? Oh, yes, sir.
What are you doing here, fella? You got any identification on you?
I haven't, man. I just got out of the road camp.
You just got out of road camp. What for? Stand up here if I can talk to you. Stand up, sir.
Yes, sir. I can do that, too.
Well, not very well. What have you been drinking?
Wine.
What'd you get put in road camp for?
Wine.
You got put in for drinking wine?
Yes, sir.
That's a habit of his. He drinks wine all the time. Oh. Spend more time in than you do out. What'd you get the last time?
30.
30 days.
How long have you been out now?
About 5 days.
You're heading right back again, aren't you?
No, I'm not trying to get right back. Listen, I work here. These people give me a break.
And you don't appreciate it. You have to come over here and get drunk in their front yard.
Thank you, sir. You're telling the truth. You are telling the truth. Thank you. Well, why don't you give me a break?
We're not going to give you a break. You're going to go back to jail where you belong.
Oh, please.
These people give you a break and you don't appreciate it. Look what you do to them.
Well, why don't you give me a break?
Why should we?
Because you're honest.
That's right. We've known you for a long time. Giving you a break wouldn't help the situation at all.
Well?
Would it? What are you going to do with him, Morris?
I'm going to take him down and bag him, and drunk, and court.
Specific charge is vagrancy and raises the fact he's on private property in the nighttime, isn't it?
Yeah. Violation.
You got anything hanging over your head now?
No, I haven't, sir.
You're all clean. This last 30 days in the road cap cleaned you up, huh?
Yeah. But The idea is, listen, fellas, to be honest with you, why don't you give me a break?
Well, give us a reason.
What have you ever done to deserve a break? How many times have you been in road camp?
Oh, how many times have I been? 2 or 3 times.
You want a break?
2 or 3 times in the last year, don't you mean?
No, not listen, fellas. To be honest with you, I'm not a road camp tramp.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
Well, to be honest with you, fella, that's where you're going to be, because we're going to take you down and bag you.
Well, I guess
that's being
you
honest
know.
With you. You have no right on this person's property
know.
At all.
Clark, did you talk to the gentleman that called in?
I talked to the woman that lives at this address, and she said she came home tonight and was very shook up to find this fellow here lying on her couch.
When we talked to her a minute ago, she said something about two. Have you checked around?
Yes, we checked around the immediate area. We found nothing yet. However, we'll check a little bit further before we do leave to ascertain if there is another man around here.
There is little glamour in police work. Most of it is routine and somewhat unpleasant. This road camp tramp, who chose the woman's garden to sleep off a drunk, is back in the road camp.
KB 907 to Unit 1. Unit 1, 940A at Gibson Bus Depot. KB 907.
We're on our way.
Hello,
Keenan. Hi. What
do we got here? We got a small boy here, got his arm jammed in the prize outlet of a fortune-telling machine.
How'd he get his hand in there, you know?
Another boy worked the machine, and the reading of the fortune failed to come out, and the boy reached in through the opening to grab it, see if he could find it, and his elbow apparently is caught in underneath in there.
He's got his arm in there clear up past the elbow, hasn't he?
See if we can push the machine all the way around
and
get the back end of it.
Watch his hand on the other side there.
His hand is all right as far as up in there. It's just the elbow.
Hello there, young fellow. How'd you get your hand in there?
Got it stuck.
You got it stuck? How'd you do it?
Try to get this thing out for the guy. Get that thing away.
Why? This isn't going to hurt you.
Can you turn your elbow just to the left?
No, it hurts. I tried it.
No, it's not. Just turn the elbow and just lift up just a little.
I tried it,
but it hurts. Breaking out the back of the fortune-telling machine so they can get at the chute where the boy's arm is stuck.
Jimmy, hold up.
We just about got the back pried off. Well, they got it. You see anything in there at all?
Shoot, wait, turn it out.
Is this your little boy?
No, it's not my boy.
It's mine.
Your boy? How old is he?
8.
He's 8 years old. Certainly got himself into a predicament, hasn't he?
I'd say he has.
Don't cry, sweetie.
You're going
to have it out in a minute. You're scared.
You just raise up.
Wait, I think if you raise up a little bit now, see?
Yeah, sit on my lap. There.
And still won't come. Yes, it will. They're going to get it out for you.
Sure, they'll have it out of there in no time at all now. They got the back off the machine.
I thought he was kidding me, and I said, if you don't get it out by the time the bus comes, I'll just leave you here. And he says, I'm not kidding. I can't get it out.
You go to school, son? What grade are you in?
Third.
Third grade, huh?
Does
it have anything like that?
Little boy.
Yeah, he is.
See, if you just relax, honey, it don't seem so bad, does it?
The boy that couldn't get his fortune. What do you say? Huh? You gonna tell him thank you?
No.
Huh?
That hurt a lot, didn't it?
Carol, can you
get away?
Don't can you say thank you?
Thank you.
take Masagi's arm a lot, too. That'll help
in
case of any maybe possible injury to the nerves or anything.
Say, did you ever get your fortune out of here? That's the main thing.
Yeah, right, baby.
Huh?
Thank God.
Thank
God
you.
God bless all of you.
I think you will agree that right here, the police made a friend. The young fellow whose arm they released from the fortune-telling machine probably thinks cops are all right. And next time he gets into trouble, he will do what I have so frequently urged everyone to do. Call the police.
Unit 2 got a 910 call. It's way out in the east side of town, almost to River Park. Let's see if we can get there in time to catch the action.
Hands on the wall,
there. What are you doing out of the silver, fellow?
Huh?
Put your hands on the wall.
Okay. What are you doing out there, anyway? Put your hands down there.
Okay.
Ouch. What are you doing over here in this neighborhood?
I got a little gas. I want to see my girlfriend.
Where's your girlfriend live?
Right here. I'm sorry if I caused any embarrassment.
I guess I better get the lady out. See if she can identify him.
That's right. The only thing you can do is she's still out in front.
She's still in front. Boy, you want to phone that officer on the
corner? Come on, let's get her out
here.
What do
you think? It's this hour of the night.
I don't know. Why didn't you go up the front door?
What is there?
Man.
Just kill me.
Mom, why didn't you tell me it was you?
Here's your keys. Oops, excuse me.
Where was he?
You know this man?
Yes, don't.
Who is he?
I don't know. He's a friend of mine. He's... Why didn't you tell me it was you?
I didn't know.
In the middle of the night, did you?
I didn't want to cause you any trouble.
What was your car?
Well, you're causing more trouble now, fella, by being out here like this. Why don't you knock on the front door like a gentleman there and tell her who you are?
He might have knocked here. I was across the street at her house. Did you call me first?
Yeah, I did. I knew you didn't say nothing. I thought...
Oh, you know, all this trouble. Why didn't you call me so I'd know it was you?
What'd you make so much trouble for?
I couldn't help it. I didn't know who it was.
We were scared. We were both alone, you know.
I doubt that a bit. I'm in the circle.
How come you didn't knock on the phone door?
I was across the street. He might have been ringing a doorbell for us. I had just gotten in the house.
That's why you've got the whole neighborhood all in the
house. Leave me go. I wish I hadn't a call, but I didn't know it was you.
I never.
Well, you did call us, and we did find the man.
Yeah,
as long as it turns out all right, well, that's the thing we're interested in.
I didn't know who it was. I'm alone.
Well, the only thing is, in a circumstance such as these, this man could very easily have gotten shot. He's been drinking. If he'd have jumped over a fence, he's also shot.
No, I'm not going to jump over no fence.
And you certainly didn't stop when they told you to. They had to speak to you several times before you stopped. When you're out in these neighborhoods at this time of the morning, you stay out in the front. Don't get around the backyard.
I didn't get around this backyard.
He walked in boldly.
You were in the patio back there.
Why don't you get back out there?
How come you ducked down anyway when the officers, officer Wendell tried to come over the fence? You got down on your hands and knees. I was on the corner back there and I saw you.
Did I do that?
I don't know. I wasn't even there.
I was there. I saw you do it.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't remember.
That's when the way you get shot in these deals.
Yeah. You just started running, why would have thrown a bullet at you? I'll tell you that.
If I'd have known it was him.
Well, we're glad that it turned out all right.
Well, he probably... I had no sooner gotten over her house than I went back, and I thought somebody must have seen me come in alone. And I wasn't in there 1 minute in the house before I heard this noise, so he might have been ringing the doorbell, you know, first, and then walked around while I...
Does he ordinarily go in the backyard when he comes to visit you?
Well, if he does... Well, I have chimes, see? And if I'm running the water or something, or I can't hear, if the radio's on, you can't hear, they're in the kitchen. And if I'm in the bedroom or over here, I can't hear the chimes.
Mm-hmm.
So he has come in the back before, but whoever it was bold about it because I heard a clomping, you know. But I thought, well, if it was somebody I knew, they'd call out. And I'm being alone. I was scared. I thought somebody watched me come across the street. About a year or two ago, there were prowlers on the corner house over here. Some people, a man peeking in a window. Not him. I mean, some man peeking in the window, and they had the police out here.
We don't blame you for being scared. It's your right to call the police department. However, if you have people coming to visit you at this time of the morning, it'd be a good idea if you make sure who it is before
you call.
Well,
he don't come to visit me this time of the morning. I don't know what he's doing here. He doesn't normally come at this time. Ask her. She knows him.
You know this man also?
Yes. He doesn't come at this time. He's in this condition. He doesn't know where he's been.
Well, that's probably the cause of the whole trouble.
Lucky that we have his car. I wouldn't have done it if I'd have known it was him.
This young man, who chose an unusual hour to call in his girlfriend, took a risk I do not recommend when he tried to hide from the officers. If you are ever accosted by an officer and told to halt, obey him. If you are innocent, you have nothing to fear, even under highly suspicious circumstances. If otherwise, questioning and even arrest are to be preferred to a police bullet.
Unit 1.
Car clout?
That's a designation we use for petty theft from a car. Hello, Keenan. What do you got here?
There is hauling a car clouter. He was in both these cars. He claims that he was looking at the car, thought it was his.
Did you take anything out of him?
There was a pair of gloves in one car laying on the sidewalk here. He has gloves on and a flashlight. His possession.
Coates, where is this fellow that you...
Yeah, in the back seat of the car here. Now, this fellow observed him in the Buick there. And then a short time later, he looked out and he saw him in this Chevrolet here.
Did he take anything out of the cars?
No, he didn't. He had a flashlight in his pocket, and he's wearing a pair of black leather gloves.
That's all he had on him, huh?
Yeah, that's all.
You the fellow that saw him?
Yeah, I saw him.
What was he doing when you saw him?
Well, first I saw him getting into a Buick, looking into a glove compartment, and I saw him with a flashlight, and then later I saw him walk into this other car right here, and then saw him looking into the glove compartment. That's when I got out and went out and got him.
Did you see him take anything out of the car?
No, I didn't. I just saw him. First I saw him get inside that car, and then he stood in there for a little while, and then he went out and then he closed the door, and then he came into this one. And as he was getting something, I came out and picked him up.
Could you see what he was doing when he was in the car?
Yeah, he was reaching over the glove compartment. That's all I could see. He had the flashlight over his arm.
What was I doing while I was in the car?
Sit back in the seat there, Paul.
Well, I want to find out.
Sit back in the seat. Get over there.
Give me a lesson to me, please. Listen, I'm just as innocent as anybody else.
Do you know the man? Have you ever seen him before?
No, never.
Any of these other people see it?
No, I don't think so. Well, they would have been out here.
Where were you when you saw this?
I was right on the top, opening up the window to get some fresh air.
Upstairs in this building here?
Yeah.
That's where you live?
Yeah.
Now, what are you doing in this neighborhood here?
I'm just walking around. Can I just walk around if I want to?
What were you doing in those cars?
I thought this was mine. The one I sold to a guy. I was just looking at it, and these guys come out jumping at me. I didn't steal it.
Well, how come you're in this neighborhood over here?
Can I walk around if I want to?
Sure you can walk around, but you don't need to prowl around in this neighborhood here. Have you ever been arrested, fella?
No, I ain't been arrested.
Where do you work?
I've never been arrested in my life. I'm not working. I'm trying to find me a job. I live with my father.
How old are you, anyway?
I'm 20. Where? I'll be 20 in October.
Where's the last place you worked?
The last piece I worked
was
forestry, I guess. It wasn't in...
How long ago was that?
It was in, 53, I guess it was.
Was your father supporting you all this time?
Yes, sir.
You're 20 years old?
I'll be 20 in October.
You've never been in trouble before?
No, sir.
What are you wearing the gloves for on a night like this?
I'm just wearing them.
A warm night
just
like this,
wearing.
You're wearing those leather gloves?
Sir, I like to wear gloves.
You wear them all the time?
Yes, sir, all the time. In the daytime or nighttime, I wear gloves.
You never been picked up for burglary?
No, sir.
How long you been in Sacramento?
Beg pardon?
How long have you been in Sacramento?
I've been in Sacramento a long time.
How long is a long time?
Well, I've been here 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, I don't know.
You haven't worked since you've been in town, then?
No. Oh, I've worked at the... Yes, I have, too. I worked at Johnson's Restaurant. It's been almost 2 years ago, and I worked at the Country Meat.
What do you do to pass the time away, then?
None. You go to a movie, or...
You used to keeping this late hour?
Beg pardon?
Are you used to keeping this late of hour?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You stroll around the streets late at night like this?
Yeah, I walk around all town. Late to walk around at nighttime, ain't I?
Yeah, you're out with no... You don't have any visible means of support, no lawful business in this neighborhood. Your own admission, you haven't worked for 2 years.
That's right. I haven't. I'm looking, though. I'm looking for a job. I've been looking for a job for almost 2 weeks.
Did you take anything out of those cars?
No, not to our knowledge.
I don't steal nothing.
These people say that he's been prowling this neighborhood before.
Of course not. They told me that, too.
Have you been in this neighborhood before?
I've been all over this Sacramento.
Why don't you do your looking in the daytime instead of at night?
I do it in the daytime and look at night. Can I walk around anytime I want to?
No, you don't go into people's cars anytime you want.
I don't go into people's cars.
Well, they got witnesses that say you were in the car.
So it was like mine.
Well, so what?
I thought it was mine.
You sold the car, that you got rid of your rights to go into that thing. What was your excuse for getting into the thing in the first place, even if it did look like yours?
Oh, I saw I was wrong getting into the thing. What are they going to tell me, was stealing? I'm just mad because everybody gets the wrong idea. You guys got your job to do, sure. You pick up a lot of criminals and all that stuff you say. Right, sure.
Don't you think these people get a little mad when you get in their cars?
Go ahead, you like to hear your own voice talk. You go ahead and talk.
Please ask you a question. How would you feel if somebody climbed into your car?
So what? I'd go up there and ask them what they was doing in there first. I'd give them an explanation. That's what I tried to do with these people here. But no, they had to come out there and grab me and give a... like I stole a son of a gun or something,
you're out
you know?
Here at night just like a crook prowling cars.
What are you going to do with him now, Coons?
We'll take him over to the station and check and see if he has a record.
Go ahead. You see if I have a record. I don't. I mean, I'm not worried about that.
You're going to book him, I presume. What's the charge?
Vagrancy.
This lippy young fellow was obviously a phony from the outset. He was charged with vagrancy and sentenced to 30 days in the county jail. Incidentally, he was also AWOL for military service.
This is Unit 99. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Bruce Guthrie in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department.
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, 908 coming in. End of tour.
Unit 99 has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.